Fenton Gruen from Rochester, and I'll give more detail on the background of my testimony later on in the LLC hearing, but I'm a general contractor and also a small developer of land for typically subdivisions of 10 or less lots. In the past few years, we have set up a corporation for our business, for our construction business. We've also set up two LLCs, and we've also operated a couple of different doing business as business entities prior to that. And let me just focus on the two LLCs. But one of the LLCs was established at an opportune time a number of years ago when the market was still strong. And it made some good money in its first year of operation. And sold some properties, and we paid the business profits tax on that money that we earned from that organization after the small salary that I drew from that. A couple years later, we set up another LLC, and that one has lost considerable money. Well, we'll lose even more money as we sell off the rest of the lots, and it's really something that we can't help. Under this rule, we will pay taxes on the distributions from LLC A and get no credit toward that for the losses from the second LLC. Now, I want to tell you, I'm not risk averse. I enjoy risk. I love our capitalistic system, and I'm very confident that we will make this money back over time that we're losing on the second LLC. But to me, it is for the state to tell me that I have a limited compensation on the first one, and then I can't use money from the second one, I can't use the losses from the second one as an offset to that, the state is telling me to be risk averse and not take those risks. I believe that part of the compensation package has to be associated to the risk that is involved in creating that revenue. And just the story of these two LLCs gives you the backing for that claim. And we don't do that. It's difficult to do that. I don't think there should be a state limit on our compensation beyond what is reasonable. Andy mentioned the comparison to a doctor. I mean, we put in significant risk and significant time into both of those LLCs. And in the second one, in the 60 and 70 and 80 hour weeks that I spent getting this through the process, I not only won't get a return on that, I will lose money. And I would love to be able to come, no, I wouldn't love to come back to the state, but to be fair, I should be able to come back to the state and say, now you pay me 5% on what I lost. If you're going to tax me 5% on what I make when I take a risk and I benefit, you should pay me back 5% when I take a risk and lose. And I'll talk more on this at the LLC hearing. Thank you.